Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What? Shout out to John. John's from the Discord. People that seen Dino's live stream, you know about him. Yeah. He's always in the Jumpers Discord. Anyways, we were just talking about the Jonestown massacre. Yeah. Is it Jonestown?
Jonestown, yeah.
And Jim Jones, the cult leader.
The big cult leader,
yeah. So John was telling me some shit. Like, I never heard about him. But yeah. Apparently, like, he knows some stuff about there because yeah. His dad was there.
Yeah, so it's a more bigger thing. But the whole, like, idea behind it is Jim Jones, he was... Originally, he's a cult leader is basically yeah. what he was. And he before all of it, he was actually like heavy into Christianity. Like he was a follower of God. He believed in the teachings. Mm-hmm. And after he developed his own like kind of thought of thinking and he had followers behind it.
So, wait, was it connected to Christianity and Catholicism?
It was, yeah. So it was.
So it was like his own take on it.
His own take on it, yeah. Okay. So it was kind of related to like the Pentecost.
Yeah.
And he took it a different road and he had followers that followed him down this road. Mm.
For the people that don't know, the Jonestown Massacre, I think, is like the largest or the biggest massacre in human history,
yeah,
right?
It's one of the more big
mass
ones.
Mass suicide in human history, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like one guy managed to like took like literally thousands, hundreds of people to just kill themselves. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, and what they did, I'm pretty sure he told them to drink like a Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like a poison Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah. I literally just told them to just do that and then they just all off themselves. They were like, it was pretty messed. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So what he did was, this was in America first.
Yeah.
And he got a little bit of a pressure in America from his teachings because they were a bit too extreme. Mm-hmm. So he decided to build a temple. So he decided to come to Guyana, which is where I'm from.
Yeah.
And he built it in Guyana, in one of the more remote regions of Guyana. And he named this temple community, he named it Jonestown.
Yeah. So that's his own place now.
That's its own place.
Yeah, it's like his own compound and shit.
Exactly. So like Little Italy or like Little Jamaica or something like that.
And yeah.
It had its own name and its own like history behind it.
Word.
Yeah. So he made this whole society, like this whole hidden society.
So that's his whole like own little country he just made.
Exactly. His whole little, like his little, that his man them hook up in that one little spot. His own little organization. So it's actually really bad because he got people to believe him to the point where they abandoned their lives in America. They sold their houses and they straight up just came down to Guyana to live.
Oh shit. So he took Americans there.
Yeah. He took Americans there. Yeah. So he took his teachings and people from America because they didn't really like him there.
Yeah.
And he's like, screw it. I'm just going to come back to Guyana where I can do my teachings in peace without any interruptions.
Oh, I thought it was just like the Guyanese or like the people in Guyana.
No. It was Americans.
Damn, yeah, no, that's crazier. That's crazier. So he convinced the people there to be like, come with me, travel with me all the way over there.
And they abandoned their lives. They sold all their houses. They literally quit their jobs just to come and live with him. Like people like really believed in his message.
That's fucked.
Yeah, so literally he believed in something. It was like a revolutionary suicide. So he believed like if everyone killed themselves, like something would happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did it. Like he literally, I couldn't even believe
it. Wait, did he die too?
He died as well. Like, he really believed in his message. He died with the people. Like, he managed everyone to kill themselves.
So he really thought, like, this
was the way. Yeah,
that's like his a prophet type of thing.
Yeah, this is the way type of thing. Show me the way. This is the way.
Yeah. Okay. So what did your dad hear about it then?
Like, whenever there's any big event.
Yeah.
You hear about it in the country. So, like, I'll give an example. Like, if there's like a big event that happens in a country, like mm-hmm. someone dies or something, everyone hear about it.
Because Guyana is a small country.
It's a very small country. Yeah. It's got like what, a little over 500,000 people or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not that big in the slightest.
Like 9/11 exactly. type of thing.
That's
right?
Basically what it was. Like, you were shocked. Like,
it's crazy.
This never happens, let alone in Guyana, where nothing, like, no one even knows about Guyana.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some people might just be hearing about the country Guyana right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like really. Just honest, I can't even believe it. It's just crazy.
Yo, you know what's crazy? You know Joaquin Phoenix, the guy that played Joker?
Yeah.
Actor, right?
Yeah.
So he actually grew up in a cult. Not a lot of people know that.
What?
So Joaquin and River Phoenix. River Phoenix, I think he was in Indiana Jones. He was in what's that? Stand By Me. I don't know if you ever watched that movie.
I think I've heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, so these two child actors, which became like very famous actors later on in life. Well, River Phoenix actually passed away. But anyways, they were actually part of a cult, bro. So he grew up in a cult, and he grew up in a cult where they did some questionable things.
Some suspicious
questionable
stuff.
Things with children, fam.
Whoa, wait, yeah. What? Children?
I don't want to get into it because it's kind of gruesome, but like it's some next stuff. But that's what's crazy is you see people that, like, everyday people, and you don't know what they're about, or you don't know what they've been through, or like, who knows, they could have been part of that club. Yeah. Who knows, they could have been like a Freemason. They could be part of Illuminati, right?
You know what I mean? No, that's true. That's true. You don't know, like, really who you're walking by. You could be walking by a killer. You can be walking by like someone who just knows something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just it's so unpredictable. Like, when you meet people and stuff, you learn so much about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just, it's crazy, man. There's a lot of things you learn from people.
Have you ever came across somebody while you were living in Guyana that was like a questionable or like sketchy person?
There was a lot of questionable people, bro. There's so much questionable people you meet in Guyana. Like, it's such, it's a culture heavy country in terms of like religious beliefs and like paranormal stuff, man. It's so heavy in paranormal stuff. Like,
do they have their own kind of witchcraft there too? Because I know in the Philippines and a lot of places in Africa, they had their own like voodoo, whether it be like witchcraft, certain like kind of spiritual things they do.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of spiritual stuff here. Where I'm from in Guyana, it's like witchcraft and black magic. But
most
of that stuff though, it created like, I would say, creatures. Like, people believed in a lot of creatures and
they had their own mythology.
Yeah, like folklore, I think it's what it's called.
Heavy.
Everyone knew like the same creatures.
What's one of them?
All right, I'll tell you the most famous, like the most infamous creature in Guyana. It's called the Baku.
Oh shit.
The Baku.
Sounds scary,
the Baku. Like, bro, when you were a kid and you heard someone say, yo, if you don't behave, the Baku's coming, you're clenched up. You're on your
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I better not mess up here. So the Baku was basically this like small creature and it was like small and hairy. It was almost like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Right? So what it did was it was small and it was scary looking. So it had red eyes and rabbit ears, right? Like, this just like, just this beast. It's just whole beast out here.
Yeah.
And what it was used for, it was mostly, looking back on it, it was probably a scare tactic for kids, where if you don't do so and so, the Baku's gonna come for you.
Oh, so it's like a you better behave type of thing.
Yeah, you better behave, or I'm gonna call my boy Baku and I'll pull up here. So next up. But basically how it worked was, at nighttime, it especially took liking to kids.
Okay.
Pause. But yeah, in the nighttime, it used to come at nighttime into the house, break into houses, and raid your fridge.
Oh shit!
It loved expired milk and bananas.
Why? Why expired milk?
I don't know.
That's so specific.
It's mad specific. But that's the two things I remember being told about, and it had really long fangs. I'm just remembering details off the top of my head, but it had really long fangs, and it could smell when a kid was being naughty. And being naughty, it would straight up just like gobble you whole. Like, if it would go into your room and just munch on
that,
you.
That's similar to what the Filipinos have, is the mumu. But the mumu though is just like it's like an unknown creature. Like, it's just something scary. Like, there's no physical features that we know about it. It's just like a ghost. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna get you. It's gonna get you. It's like a general creature.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
No, you better behave or the moon is going to get you.
I mean, he's pulling up high. Yeah.
What That's what it's like.
Yeah, no, there's bear. There's another one. This one's actually a bit more serious. This one's called Ol Haigu.
What's that?
Ol Haigu. So this one, there's a term we have in Guyana. This is also another term that I'm not sure if many people heard about. Mm-hmm. The term is called Jumbi.
I think I heard Jumbi, that. I swear I heard that before.
It's probably used in the Caribbean, but the term is called Jumbi. Everyone knows about it in Guyana and probably in the Caribbean. It just means ghost.
Just ghost.
It's just ghost and like paranormal stuff. It's just a Jumbi. That entity is a Jumbi, right?
Yeah.
So this one was a Jumbi. It's called Ol Haigu. And it's basically a spirit. It takes many forms, but the idea behind it, it's very similar to the Baku where it comes into the houses, but it's specifically made to punish people.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So what it does is it takes the form. People say it takes the form of like a fireball.
Yeah.
So like if you're out at nighttime, it comes out at nighttime. If you're out at nighttime, you see a fireball just floating around. Mm-hmm. It's probably Ol Haigu and you need to dip, fam. The area is not safe. You need to leave here immediately.
Damn, what the fuck?
Yeah. So what happens is it comes into your house.
Yeah.
Typically through your keyhole.
Your key? What
the keyhole. I don't know why, bro. You could just break a window and hop on in the house. Yeah. But it has to come through the keyhole. So it's places that you can't cover up that shows like it's inviting for them to come in, right? Mm-hmm. So they would slip it on through the keyhole. So it mostly punished. It didn't punish. It took away kids. It used to kidnap kids and it used to harm them.
Yeah.
So a way that families used to combat it, the most popular way, I guess, would have heard is it's such a tedious thing. They used to take these whole bag of rice and pour it on the front door.
Wait, why? For what?
So what they used to do was they believed in order for the Ol Haigu to enter your house, they have to individually count all grains of rice. And then after... It used to enter your house. So they're hoping that buys it time.
Oh, it makes them not want to do it because they have to count all that
They have to count all the rice. And if it hits morning, they got to leave. It's morning time. It's not night.
Yeah, why is it that in every single spiritual event or like monsters, every single creature, they only show up at nighttime? Yeah. Why is that?
It's like a spooky thing. I don't even know. It's like their thing, bro. Their trademark, their TM.
Like they don't show up during the day. Like they're not allowed to show up. Like why? Why can't they just pull up during the day?
They move in the dark, fam. They move in the dark.
Anything too. Like you're never scared. I'm only scared when it's dark or whenever it's nighttime. Like never has there been a time where like during the day and I think about a ghost like, oh shit, I'm gonna get attacked by a ghost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
it's light out. What do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think like even when we were kids, like the nighttime when you're in a dark room,
you
don't feel safe. Like if I put any man in a dark room, they don't feel like
it's like the unknown.
Yeah, the unknown. Like, yeah, we don't know what's going on around us, right? Anything could be going on around us. A train of ghosts could be like spinning around behind.
Yeah,
us.
That's what scares me the most is like when you can't see anything and you think something might be there because it's your imagination.
Of course, yes.
That's why, 100%, right?
100%. Like there's stuff like, have you seen Hereditary the movie?
Yeah, Hereditary.
Yeah, so there's a scene where the boy wakes up, right?
Oh, I know what you're saying. You know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
He wakes up in the room. He's like, he just wakes up and he's waking up in the night, right? In his room and it's dark. He doesn't know what's going on around him. And if you're really like sharp and you look in the back, you'll see the most mod thing, bro. You'll see a girl poked up in the top of the roof in the corner, just like literally like Spider-Man on the roof, just like staying, not moving.
It was his mom.
I think it was his mom. Yeah,
she was like possessed and she was floating. Like
posted up in the corner of the room on the roof, just like chilling there.
Yeah.
And he just carries on with his day, like stuff like that. If I'm in a dark room, I always think there's like someone watching me.
Exactly. That's what it is.
I have to be on my toes. I'm looking around. I'm like, make sure no one's around, right?
The craziest one is whenever I'm like in the shower and I hear like a sound like downstairs or something, I always think like, oh shit, somebody's breaking in. Somebody's breaking in. I gotta fight them naked. I swear, always, bro. Yeah. Anytime I hear a sound or like I'm in the shower, or even, you know, when you're shampooing your hair and you gotta close your eyes, that's the scariest moment ever. 100%. Is because when you can't see anything.
Yeah, you're not in control. Like, I'm scared, like, I'll open my eye and I see something in the corner. Mm-hmm. That's it, bro. Flying arm. You know what I'm saying? I'm hitting something.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, going back to Guyana though, have you seen personally any spiritual experiences or any ghosts?
I've seen a couple. Still, I've seen a couple. Yeah, I haven't told anyone these stories, but I'll drop it on the potty.
Let me hear it.
So there's another group I haven't talked about that's also a bit more popular. Mm-hmm. They're called the Shadow People.
Oh shit! I think I heard about this. Actually.
Yeah, I think they're probably world renowned, but I've actually seen them. I'm not sure if it was maybe I was a kid, it was a different point, but I seen them. Mm-hmm. So this was actually, it was me and a couple classmates when I was in school there. And what we did, we were doing some pretty non-kosher stuff. We were we went up to like the teacher's room,
yeah,
and we were just up there, and we took a ladder, the emergency ladder. Mm-hmm. And we would just climb up to it, and we got to like a boiler room or something, like just a room that you're not supposed to, like a mechanical room, right?
Yeah.
So we're in there, and it was me, a girl, and two other males.
Yeah.
So we're walking around, and out of nowhere, I remember seeing this very like specifically. Mm-hmm. I saw a black, it was like a black dot or a black outline of something on the wall,
and that like kind
of,
a dot.
Yeah, it was like a, it wasn't, it was like a, an elongated dot. It was like a, yeah, it was moving like, it was moving like, it was moving weird. Like it wasn't moving like anything I've seen before. And I didn't react to it. I just looked at it and just took it in. Mm-hmm. And I just saw this dot move and get bigger and bigger on the wall.
Yeah.
So as I'm looking at it, I'm a kid at this time, so I can't like, if I see something like now, I would probably dip. Like I'm not staying.
Yeah, yeah. But you didn't know what it was.
I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. So I was fascinated. So I'm like just looking at it to see what could this possibly be, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at my other friends, and one of the boys starts crying.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And the other girl goes on the ground and folds her leg.
What the fuck?
It was the weirdest thing. She goes on the ground, she folds her legs, and she puts her head down on the ground. I don't know. I was looking at it like, what's going on here? And then the other boy who was just like standing and looking at me, he just says, let's leave. And everyone gets up, leaves. And from that point, we've never talked about it ever again. No one's ever brought
word.
It up. Yeah. And I've just kept it in the back of my mind, still thinking like, What did I see that day?
Yo.
And after researching and figuring out what creatures exist in Guyana, I'm pretty confident I saw like a shadow person.
Damn.
Which was weird. It was a bit darker in the room, and this, I'm telling you, the darkness I saw compared to the darkness in the room, it was a very distinct darkness.
It was like something there, like an actual figure.
Yeah, like something was actually there. Like it was like, it wasn't like on the wall, it was like literally like just using the wall to move. It was very
weird.
What
the fuck? Yeah. What's crazy is that you have people there that saw the same thing though. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why it's crazy.
Yeah. That's why I was looking at them and I was looking at how they reacted to it. Like one girl was, the dude was crying. The girl was sitting down, putting her head.
Bro.
Down. Like, what is going on here? Like, is someone morphing right now? Like she was like doing some weird movements. But yeah, man, it's like, I'm telling you, the stories are they're crazy. I have another one too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I actually remember this one even better. And my dad was here with me.
Was this when you're younger or older?
This is when I was young. This is when I was like 10.
Okay, okay.
So what happened was we were at an ice cream shop. This was at, so in Guyana, 5 and 6 p.m., it's pitch black. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it gets pitch black immediately. So this is around like 8, 9 p.m.
Yeah. Right?
So this is towards the nighttime. And we went to get ice cream that night. Mm-hmm. A family of ours like owns an ice cream shop. So we were just there chilling outside, eating like an ice cream sandwich or something. And I was chilling. And Guyana is very a highly vegetated area. Like there's a lot of forests and stuff like that.
Jungle. Yeah,
jungles,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jungles. So we're just chilling there. And right next to us, it's the dark, the sky is dark, right?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing something. I don't know what it is to this day. I can't even find anything about it. Mm-hmm. I see this like, this vulture It wasn't even a vulture. It was like this huge green bird.
Yeah.
And it was coming and it stopped on top of one of the power, like the power line poles. Mm-hmm. It stopped there and the eyes were red. I remember seeing the eyes were red and it was looking around and I was looking at it and I specifically remembered asking my dad,
yeah,
dad, what is that? And I'm pointing. He looks at it and for the first time ever, I saw my dad freeze. I'm not even kidding. I swear to God, I remember him looking and freezing. He's just looking at it like,
bro.
And I'm like, I'm just trying to take in like what's going on, happening. And my dad looks at me, says, look away and keep eating your ice cream. And I looked away.
He said, look away.
He said, look away and keep looking at your ice cream. I remember he calling my uncle over and saying, what is that?
Yeah.
And then they're just looking at it and they're like, just don't mind it. Look away and keep eating your ice cream.
What the fuck?
I'm baffled to this day. I don't even know what that was.
Dog, you saw the little fucking Green Goblin in real life.
It could have been Green Goblin,
bro. Was it like a creature? Or was it like a human figure? What was it?
It was like this really
like huge, a bird.
It was like a really huge bird. Like the wingspan was crazy, man. Like when it was landing, it opened its wings to like catch the air and land. It was way too big for like an eagle or a bird. It was really green
and had
red eyes. I don't know what it was to this day.
What the fuck?
Like my dad, like I always ask my dad, like everyone goes to their dad for stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I asked my dad, I'm like,
and he didn't know himself.
He looked at it and he was just like puzzled. Like, I don't even know what he was thinking that day.
Damn. Did you ever look into like some of the mythology that it might represent?
I have, but I just can't find anything that similar. I've seen birds and like huge birds.
This guy unlocked a new Pokemon. You saw a legendary like, Pokemon.
I saw something I've never seen before. I'm baffled, bro. I don't know what to say.
Damn.
Yeah, man. It's honestly like crazy. The things you see, man. It's honestly like I'm trying to figure out what it is. I don't even know what it could possibly be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like it could have. Yo, because I heard there's a lot of sightings of like dinosaur type of creatures. Like a lot of people say some dinosaurs still exist to today.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
But they're like hidden away in very remote areas where not a lot of people go to, right?
Really?
So there's this comedian. Is he a comedian? No, there's this artist, David Cho, right?
I've heard about him.
Yeah. You heard about him, right?
I've heard about
David. And he went on an adventure to find the last dinosaur to live. You heard about that?
I've never heard about that, really.
Yeah, they even made like a whole documentary and everything, right?
Okay.
So he had to find like this village. No, he had to go deep and deep and deep into the jungle. I think it's in South Africa somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere. But he ended up at this village, right? And then this village was like, okay, we can take you there. We can take you there. But the way to get there is very, very dangerous and you will likely die. Like there's not only diseases you might catch, there's crocodiles, there's all these poisonous animals, snakes, whatever. You going there to try and find this dinosaur, you're probably gonna die.
Yeah.
But these villagers, they all say that they've seen it.
Really?
Like it's actually a real thing. And they've all like spoken to the people that are doing the documentary, like, yeah, this is real. Like it's documented. They have sightings of this real dinosaur. It's crazy.
That's crazy, man. What the heck?
Yeah. Also in China, right? Because you hear about it all the time, like the Yeti or like Bigfoot and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That people have sightings, but there's no like solid proof, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no solid concrete evidence, yeah.
So there's this crazy video I saw on YouTube. It was in China and they said it was the sound of a dragon waking up.
What?
It's crazy. Okay, I want to play it for you.
I have to see this, bro. What?
Yeah, so it was making this like super loud noise in the mountains in China.
That's crazy.
And it was multiple people. It was like I want to say over 50 people that were there gathered.
Yeah.
They're like, "What is that sound?" Right? Here, I'm going to show you.
Every sound.
Listen.
From a mountain in Guizhou, China, for more than 10 days.
Many for 10 days.
What the hell?
You hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Yo, this is real though. This is real.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
See, all these people. All these people like gathered to try and find out what it is. Like, what's going on? Where is this sound coming from?
That's crazy.
Crazy. We're like, what the fuck?
That's crazy, bro. That's honestly, bro. I honestly respect people who go out of their way to like find stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
You know who Jeremy Wade is?
Who's that?
So he's a fisherman who goes and he finds like these crazy fishes from different places in the world.
Oh wait, is it the River Monsters guy?
Yeah,
it's the River Monsters guy. Oh, okay, I know who he's talking about. River Monsters guy. Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, so he's the Rivers Monsters guy. So
yeah,
what he does is he goes around the world and he catches all these crazy out of the world fishes.
Mm-hmm.
He catches like these things that drag people into the ground and eat them, like these sharks.
Mm.
Like he catches the craziest things ever. And there was one that it was really just whack. Like it was a fish,
yeah,
with like razor sharp teeth.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it didn't look like a normal fish. It was a fish with these chompers of teeth, bro. Like they could like rip apart like meat like that.
Yo, you know what's crazy to me though is that the fact that we haven't even explored like half of the ocean.
Yeah.
Half of the water bro. And you know the story of like Atlantis?
Yeah.
So there's this scientist that believes there's an underground like ocean within the ocean. So it's like a deeper set of ocean within the ocean. It's very, very odd, right? Okay. And he's trying to explain that the city of Atlantis might be underneath like Antarctica. Because if you think about it, right? If there's no evidence of this place, Atlantis, but it's written about in books in ancient history through Plato, Socrates, whoever, right? Yeah. All of these philosophers that have real events that they wrote about.
Yeah.
Why is there no evidence of this lost city, Atlantis? So the theory is that the reason there's no evidence is because over centuries, it's frozen over and it's lost.
Oh.
Because you can imagine all of that shit is covering it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there has to be a landmass there somewhere.
That's very interesting. I've heard that. We'll find it soon, fam, because like the world is global warming.
Global warming, bro.
They're melting like crazy. So watch it just randomly pop up like in Antarctica. That'd be sick.
I think there's something actually there, bro. What do you think? You think there's actually like something they're hiding there? Because none, like a regular person can't go there.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, there could be something because even Antarctica, I don't think it's like fully explored. You know what I mean?
It's not. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's like put in the actual resources to be like, is there anything here is there a reason why this part of the world was frozen over?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, was there like something here that froze this part of the world?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we'll ever like, we probably won't see it in this life, but it'll probably come eventually.
I hope so, bro. Yeah. Cause I really want to see something where it's like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense to human history right now. And then have to be like, fuck, we gotta change what we know now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think if some crazy phenomenon, whether it be like evidence of aliens or evidence of like a futuristic advanced civilization from the past comes up, do you think the media will hide it just because they want to be wrong about what they've wrote already?
I think if the media does find something about this, mm-hmm. I think they'll try to get it as much to the public as possible.
Yeah,
but it'll be heavily regulated by the government. Because I think the government doesn't want people to know, like, with aliens. Remember before there was this long battle where the government kept denying there was aliens?
Yeah.
I read something recently, like a month or so ago, I read something where the government actually admitted that there are aliens.
Mm.
And they were going to release a document about their findings about the aliens.
Yeah, it was like the CIA, like a black files or something, right?
Like some crazy file or something like that. And Joe Rogan was talking about, like, there's aliens here, there, and there. Mm-hmm. We don't know where they are. I think that'd be interesting to see, like, I don't know how it is with aliens, but I think it'd be interesting to learn more about aliens to see, like, what can they do, right? Because mans are talking about light travel and, like,
warp speed, right?
I don't know, this is Star Wars, right? Like, mans are talking about all this different stuff.
But here's the problem. If aliens do exist, right?
Yeah.
100%, the world of religions, they're going to be baffled. What do you think?
I think they might be baffled still.
Be baffled, like, wait, what?
They're probably going to be baffled. Because, yeah, that's true. Now thinking about it, I think everyone might look at it differently now. Because I think mostly religion is based off of, I wouldn't say Earth, but it's mostly based off of, like, the culture around Earth, right?
How this
one world. Like, I don't think religion talks about the different universes or, like, if there's anything like that.
No, not exactly. Because all they know about is Earth, the land they were...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The land they had.
Of course, yeah.
So they don't really... And there's no real talks about the cosmos, space, because they didn't have the technology to know about that, right?
Of course, yeah.
So if some things come... If aliens land on Earth, right? If there's like a huge phenomenon where like, damn, they're real, they're here.
Yeah.
My theory is there's going to be a whole new religion, which will take over the world, which would be like, yo, this is where we came from. This is the answer of life. Like, this is what it's going to be. Because if they're super advanced, right?
Yeah.
And they came from like the next side of the galaxy. Do you think they would have answers that we don't to the meaning of life?
Well, I think if aliens were to, I view it like this. If aliens come to us, I don't know if you've seen those videos or those documentaries where they find tribes on different islands.
Yeah.
They've just been completely isolated from the majority of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they don't even know what's going on. They're using bow and arrows. Like there was a screenshot of them like seeing a drone.
Yeah.
They're trying to shoot it down with bow and arrows.
They don't know what the fuck that shit is.
They don't even know the full pieces to the puzzle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know the full thing. I think that would be similar to aliens viewing us.
Mm.
We're just keeping it to ourselves on this planet, and we're not branching out to see different planets, maybe different areas.
Yeah.
And they're going to view us more of as like almost a primitive species where we haven't even discovered like maybe like the fuel they use to time travel or stuff like that, or like jumps warp speed or something like that.
Because we're too dumb for them.
Yeah. We're too caught up in our own world. We haven't even got off the boat. We haven't even left our planet and went like,
that's, you know, so true,
to capitalize anywhere else. Right.
Yeah. So that's gonna so view true. Us
like these guys haven't even like really started to leave their planet and branch off into different areas. Like, mm-hmm. That's how we're going to be viewed as.
Damn, bro.
That's going to be tough.
I think life will change 100%. And I think it's just a matter of time before something like that happens.
Yeah.
And then everything's going to, like, it's, because if you think about it, life right now, what is our purpose, right? Shit, get a job, like have a family, yeah. work, right?
Blow up, yeah.
Work, whatever, spend on things you want to buy.
Yeah.
But if the true, what if somebody came here and then gave us like the meaning of life, or like what we're supposed to do with ourselves, that would change everything.
That would change everything.
Especially if they have proof of, let's say, the afterlife or where our souls go after.
Yeah.
Whether you believe in that or not, right?
Of course.
Like if they have proof of that and they have knowledge of, okay, this is what's next, we're all going to be working towards that. We're not going to care about this. I mean, so all of this society building commercials, blah, 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 selling product, blah, 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 building wealth for nothing.
Of course.
Because it's going to be for the next life, not this, the eternal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that's it's actually interesting that you mentioned that. I have, I was actually back like a year or so ago, a couple years ago, I saw this video of, it looked like it was trying to depict like the Secret Service or like the CIA or something.
Yeah.
They captured an alien. I don't know if the video is probably fake or something, but it made a really interesting point where they captured this alien and they're interviewing it. Like it was a live video recording interview. I'll show you later.
Oh, yeah.
Where they basically talk to the alien and try to like, who are you? Where are you from? Mm. Right? It was like this green alien. And the alien basically said, I'm from Earth.
Oh, shit.
And we're like, Earth, what do you mean? And he basically said, Earth, far ahead of time, like he time traveled back or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, okay, so how do you look like this? Like, how do you know you're from Earth? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the reason why he looks like this and everything is change, and he came back to warn us. He actually came back to warn us. That's why he's here.
Yeah.
And he said there's going to be a huge war that breaks out.
Oh, shit.
And it's going to get to a point where all standards drop and mans are just dropping nukes and bombs and mans are just going deep
to
wipe out each other, because there's going to be a division soon with people, and it's going to get to the point where the other party wants that other party dead, to the point where they're just going to rip apart the earth just to win the battle.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to a point where literally we're going to damage human society as we know it to the point where we can't even repair it. There's no turning back. So I think it's going to be like this huge thing. Like you made an interesting point where if aliens do come, like we're just going to let go of all of our religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I actually have a theory about that.
What's your theory?
No, I made a theory.
Yeah.
So the theory I have is what's going to happen is, you said what are the two biggest groups right now? It's the Freemasons and
the Illuminati. Illuminati is like Freemasons, same thing, same shit.
I think there's going to be a huge outburst where one group is going to rise to claim world power because after the aliens come, they're basically just going to spit on our hierarchy of who's top. They're going to spit on the government. Oh,
that's so true.
They're going to spit on and say, none of this is this. They'll come with these points.
Yeah.
And let's say the Freemasons, they use this information to rise above and say, we will be the world government. We will help you run the world to meet up with the standards of the aliens. And there's going to be people who obviously don't agree with that.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, that's where the line,
and that's going to be like a whole war. That's going to be a war in itself.
A war of control over the earth is what I'm thinking.
Damn.
And then the video of the alien comes back into the play. Like, it's crazy. It just goes into a circle.
Shit.
What do you think about that?
I think when it becomes to that point, that's when everybody's like, okay, put me in the simulation. You get me though?
Put me in VR. Put me in the metaverse.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, right, not everybody can be, let's say, the ruler of their own world. And a lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to be in control of everything in their life.
Of course.
But no way that's possible. If it comes to the point where we do have the technology to put us in that position and escape, like, the harsh environment that they're in, the harsh reality of, like, let's say it's an apocalypse, let's say there's war, famine, whatever, and dip out, why not?
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Like an escape, right?
Yeah. Like, imagine you make your own Minecraft world, but it's like real life. And you get to live in that forever.
That makes sense.
With like people, like infinite Tsukiyomi. Like that type of shit, bro.
Yeah, like the Matrix.
Remember when like he was the Matrix,
like the cryopod or something, and he lives off of those tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in he wasn't in a different world. I would say he was in his world.
Yeah,
the world
he
dreamed of to be his ideal world.
Mm-hmm.
While in reality, he was plugged in to find an escape.
Mm.
I think that might be a big thing, especially with like the metaverse, like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
bringing out like a different world where you can be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically, I think he would be creating an escape where people would undermine this current world and prefer more of the world that's in the metaverse, because it's a world where they can change to whatever they want.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want in that world. You know what I mean?
That's kind of what they really, they're trying to be the pioneers of it so that they can take advantage, like be the ones to make the money off of it. Right. That's what it is. At the end of the day, they want to be like the Christopher Columbus of this verse.
Of course. Right? Of course. Yeah. It's a battle for power, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of influence I can get. You know what I mean?
You know what it is though? The thing is, I would never want to be in the metaverse unless it's like HD. Yeah, because right now, you're telling me right now you would just like live in the metaverse and everything just looks like PlayStation 2 graphics? Nah, bro. Like
soft graphics, yeah.
I think until it becomes close to reality where it looks like 4K, like I can see pores and shit, then it's going to be a problem. But as of right now, with like VR, you're hopping into the metaverse and Decentraland, whatever, that shit looks like old PS2, looks PlayStation. Soft. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I think we're getting to a point where stuff like that's going to happen. Because with all like the technology coming, you know what I mean? Like, did you see what, like, you can implant chips in the back of your head and stuff like that?
Yeah,
I was like, what is that about, bro? You can put a chip in the back of your head?
Okay, do you think... That's kind of the whole reason I don't invest in NFTs like a lot. I don't really invest much in NFTs. Do you? Really?
No, I don't get involved with that type of stuff.
Because I have a feeling like, okay, this is my theory on NFTs.
Yeah.
My theory on NFTs is there's this whole boom and it's a wave, right? People are going to be buying digital art because it's going to be used in metaverse or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. It's going to be the first of the first, blah, blah, blah. 100%, I believe all that shit is going to go up in value.
Yeah.
But I believe a lot of the other things outside of it are going to raise in value also. So, for example, instead of collecting digital comics like on Vivi, I think the physical are going to jump in value just as much. Just because it's like the act of collecting shit.
Yeah, of course. It's always been like that with video games. I'll give an example. Mm-hmm. Video games. What's the one thing you want to have in video games? The newest skin.
Yeah.
I want a new camo. I want the newest skin. Like Fortnite. Oh, bro. Kids abuse their mom's credit card.
Oh, yeah. They
I want the new skin. I want the new skin and stuff like that. So everyone's dropping their money just to like get the social acceptance they want, right? They want to feel that. They want to feel, oh, this guy has the newest skin. You know, he looks sick with it.
Yeah.
So that's what people want. They want that acceptance. They want power.
Okay, my question to you then is, do you think there's going to be a point where they care more about the online rather than the physical?
I think it's already gotten to that point.
You think so? I don't believe that. Yeah, I don't believe that.
I think it's there. I know people who spend countless hours just gaming. Some of them haven't even
touched grass in the last couple of days.
Yeah, man. I'm
for real?
Yeah. Like some people just like, they game hard, man. I know guys who go deep.
Because I know you're a serious gamer. Cause I'm not too deep into that realm.
Yeah.
But like I do see where you're coming from. But I don't know if I can see it becoming to like, it's all digital.
Yeah.
Or caring more about the digital than the real world. I don't know.
I think right now in the world, everything is accessed through the computers. Like literally when I wake up, the first thing I see is the computer that's right next to my bed.
Yeah.
I can do anything there. I could get on a Zoom call for school. I can talk to my friends on the computer. Mm-hmm. I can order food on the computer through Uber Eats and have it delivered to me. I can go to work on the computer if I wanted to. I can do literally, I can amuse myself. I can play games. I can do literally anything on the computer.
You know what's crazy though? Because I was a serious gamer when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
When I was elementary school, I gamed 6-7 hours, man. Like,
bum, bum, bum,
right? I'm playing all day long. And I grind in those games. But there was a point in my life where I'm like, yo, this is the greatest game ever. Like, right here, this is the greatest game ever. So why don't I grind here? Why don't I build my character here?
Of course.
Why don't I get, like, the clothes I want in this world? Why don't I get, like, the power I want, whatever, the friends I want here?
Of course.
Rather than on the game. So do you think... This is my theory. Do you think there's ever going to be a change where all of these gamers are going to have an awakening and be like, yo, why not just do it out here rather than online? But that's tough. That's tough, right? Because what would cause that type of an awakening? Like, this is a better game than that game.
I'll tell you something that'll make you woke right now. I'll tell you something, next level stuff. So in my life, this is all for you young jumpers out there. I'll give you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing why people fall online, I was also like this when I was a bit younger.
Yeah.
The biggest thing why I prefer online than I thought similar to that.
Yeah.
Than doing that in real life is if I make a mistake,
mm-hmm.
I can just redo it and
get it done again. That's so true.
So in real life, mistakes hurt a lot. Mistakes have actions to it.
Yeah.
In a game, if I make a mistake, I can respawn. I can
restart. Yeah, that's so true.
I can do something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have to suffer the repercussions.
That's some deep shit.
So now some people in real life, they're scared to do actions because they're afraid of messing up. So that weighs more heavy than actually just doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People think about the outcome, them just actually just doing it and going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we get to a point where some people, they're scared. They're scared to do certain things because they don't know if it's going to work out. What if this happens? What if that happens? People just don't go for it, right?
Yeah.
Rather than, in a video game, I'll give an example. Let's say I'm going deep in COD and I push a guy. If I push a guy and I die, that's fine.
Just respawn.
Give me 1 second. I'll respawn. I'll get back in there and I'll go crack into it. So mistakes are heavily weighed, obviously, in the real world, and people are scared to suffer the consequences to those mistakes.
Because for me, like being online, being in a game, it's almost like you can do everything, no consequence.
Of course.
No consequence. You can be the person you want to be, and you don't have to like face rejection, blah, blah, blah. Exactly. You don't have to face any problems, failure. Because you never really fail in a video game because it's just a game.
It's a game, yeah. You can win if you just keep committing to it. You know what I mean? Like, there's this.
Damn, that's some deep shit, John. I just bagged that.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. It does a GTA, bro. I could go ham on pedestrians. I don't have to suffer consequences. But everything comes with a price in this world.
Yeah.
In games, I think it doesn't.
Mm.
And that's what gives the people to do more things in video games, knowing that they don't have to suffer anything for any mistakes they do.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. It's the idea of punishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, now that we're talking about this, I have another theory.
You have a theory? Okay, let me hear it.
So this one's actually back on the world domination.
Yeah.
Where we talked about where the world control. So talking about this, it actually brought up, have you ever seen Kingsman?
Kingsman, yeah.
Kingsman, like the
Secret Service.
The Secret Service one. So in one of the movies, I can't remember which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scene, or the whole plot of the movie was, there was a really, really rich guy.
Yeah, Valentine, right?
It
yeah.
It was the black dude with the hat. Mm-hmm. And he brought out this revolutionary invention. Mm. It was a chip. And mm. I think the chip was implanted into your head or something. It was implanted somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, and it, I think it made you feel better or you can do a lot more stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And the best part was he brought it out for free. So it was like it's kind of like just going around and.
I think it was like free cell phone service or whatever, right?
It was like free cell phone service with this chip.
Yeah.
So if you have this chip, you can do like the possibilities are endless mm-hmm. compared to if you didn't have it. And he provided it for free. So all you have to do is go
and get
the chip. So everyone was obviously lining up and getting the chip because it's free.
Yeah.
And it gives you all these benefits, right? I think you already know a lot of this.
Yeah, go ahead.
But, so in the end, what he did was. He had this machine or he had this power with this chip. Mm-hmm. It had an ability by owning this chip. It emitted this frequency mm-hmm. that basically rammed up your violent behavior to the max.
Yeah. So
you have a very aggressive personality.
Yeah.
And what this created was since like literally billions of people had this chip, it created nothing but violent intent. So everyone was literally...
Everyone's killing each other.
It was a war. It was a straight up war just for someone to be above anyone else. Mm-hmm. And after looking at that movie, like I was just bagging this like yesterday. It was a shower thought. I was thinking about this right now. Elon Musk bringing out these new chips. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at these chips and I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, why are you bringing these chips out? What's the point of this? So I'm researching it. Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere where it says these chips are made to control the behaviors of people.
It could be, man. It could be.
It's going in your brain and it's going to control the different parts of the brain that stimulate behaviors.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you trying to do with
this, Elon? That's the whole issue is like, if we do take part in this technology, we're giving them the advantage or we're giving them our trust.
We're giving them us. Yeah. Like you're giving, like if you're putting something in my brain, I'm giving mm-hmm. you me, bro. Like,
yeah,
this is the control
center. Exactly. You know what I mean? And what's even crazier, bro, is we don't even realize that we've already done that with our phones. This is pretty much part of us.
Oh, 100%.
This is pretty much part of us. Like we have it on us 24/7.
100%.
Almost like when you're sleeping, it's literally right beside you.
Oh, right beside me.
Bro, this is pretty much the same shit as having a chip in your brain.
That's true.
But we don't really take that in. Yeah. We don't take in like we're giving our whole life to this right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next step from that is just putting it part of our body.
That's true. That's true. That's some, right? That's some woke type of stuff, bro.
It is. It is because that's the only place we're headed. And eventually, because, bro, look at all those conspiracies with Edward Snowden, how they're collecting information about us that we don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Having an iPhone, putting your trust, your whole life into a phone like that, you're giving your secrets, you're giving your day-to-day schedule, you're giving everything, your habits, sleep pattern, anything.
Yeah.
They all know that stuff now. Right, they all know that stuff now.
Yeah,
it's almost the same thing as like you're giving your life up, but you just don't realize the consequences because there's no consequences that we see in plain sight.
Of course,
but who knows behind closed doors if there's other intentions that we don't realize we're doing?
Yeah, that's true. I think being able to have a closed door now in this world is a commodity.
Yeah,
because I'll give an example. Like where I work security, right? Mm-hmm. And our area, we have cameras to like we can see everything, bro. Like,
yeah,
our cameras
yeah.
can. I can scroll. You can be like 100 meters away, and I can zoom right into your phone, and I can see what you're doing on your phone. Mm. Like I can see if you're sending a text, I can see what text.
Like it's all on camera.
It's all on camera, and everything's recorded. So I can go back to December 12th. 2013, and I can find footage just like that.
Yeah,
of what that was recording at that time. Our cameras are really advanced.
That's crazy because you can really relate because you work that.
I worked. I can literally see. Like, I can pick up someone walking into the mall. I can track literally what they're doing. They go into this store. They went to this store. They went to that. They bought this.
And yeah,
they left the mall. Like, I can catch their whole experience in the mall just by sitting down and clicking a couple
buttons. Damn,
it's crazy. Like, it's record. Like at our mall. I work in a mall, right?
Yeah.
Mall's crazy, man. Like, so much stuff happens at that mall, man.
Yo, you told me before that you had like ghost stories at the mall too.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta hear some of this.
Okay, yeah, we have a rude ghost story.
Okay, bro. don't say which mall though. Don't say
yeah,
which
I'm not,
mall.
I'm not gonna get into the mall. So we have a ghost story. He's an entity. We call him. The trench coat man. Yeah, like whatever you say, like, people get spooked. Like, what do you mean by that? So I'll tell you something. I think I've seen him, but honestly, if you work like I'm thinking at that time I was probably like tired, so maybe I just mm.
So you're like a you think you're imagining it?
Like whenever I see, like there's been a couple times where I've seen some pretty
questionable pretty, things.
So, what do you mean by that thing, things, right? Like this is not the normal stuff, and I just brush it off to me like being tired, right? Mm-hmm. So this was when the mall was closed, right?
Because you worked like the night shift.
I worked the night shifts. We work, so it's whenever they give me shifts, right?
And
so
you're alone?
I'm alone. Sometimes I'm alone.
Bruh.
So what happens is the very first sighting was our manager. He said when the mall was like closed, everything was done, he was walking in one of the back hallways. The back hallways are sus. The back hallways are like dim and light. they look like something out of a horror movie, right? They're not well maintained. So he's just chilling, walking in the back hallway, and he sees someone. Take in mind, this is like midnight, the mall is done, the mall is closed, all the entrance, no one's here, right? So he sees someone, and you look up and you don't stare at the person while you're walking after them. You look up and you then look around to make sure that no one else is here, and then you start walking, right? So he looks up, and as he's walking, he looks around to make sure everything is good, and he looks back, and as he's looking, he sees, as you get close, you see a bit more details. He notices a guy wearing a long trench coat, and he's got a hat on. And the thing he said, which was weird, was he said he couldn't see the guy's legs.
Oh.
Yeah, like he was really like puzzled. He said specifically, I was looking at his legs because there were no legs. Like, like when you're looking at something, if you don't recognize something, you keep looking at it. Your mind pulls something out of the database that matches something, right? All he saw was a man wearing a trench coat and a hat and no legs. Like he's trying to put together, like, what am I seeing right now? What's it? And as he gets closer, he blinks for a second and looks away. Gone. Absolutely gone. And stuff like that, we'd brush off, right?
Yeah.
But another guard said
saw the same person, bro.
How's that possible? So she said she was in like the main part where the mall was closed, like the main court. And as she was like looking around, make sure no one's in the mall, she sees a guy just standing still, looking in the distance. So she looks up and then walks closer. And as she looks, she says he was wearing like a creamish, darkish trench coat.
Yeah.
With a hat. But the thing was, she couldn't see his legs. It was like he was floating. And I was like,
that's exact same shit.
I was like, no way. That's not possible. Like, I'm like, that's not real.
Like to the T.
Yeah. And he basically outlines exactly what he looks like. And the manager says, you know what's crazy? This is the first time me telling the story.
Bro.
That's the first time me telling the story. And it's crazy how you give out the exact same details when I'm telling the story. But I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
What the hell?
That's crazy. I have another story. This one's actually a bit more messed up.
Why is there so many stories at this mall, bro?
This mall has some history, dog. This mall's been through everything.
How old is the mall? How old is this mall?
Late, like 1980s, 1990s.
1990s? So that's not that old.
It's not that old, but it's got
history. But it definitely has history. Yeah.
Specifically, this one goes. This other story I'm telling you was my manager. He worked at a different place.
Okay.
So this place was actually one of the more haunted places in Canada.
Yeah.
So he used to work there. He told me the craziest story, man. I can't.
Like, yo.
I'll drop it to you guys. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Like the ghost stories. So he's working at this place, and he normally works by himself. So all he does is he goes around. It's a staff room.
Yeah.
So this is a place that all staff go to and stuff like that, owners and stuff like that. So he's in the staff room. It's of a hotel, a staff room of a hotel. So he goes in and he does his normal patrol.
Yeah.
Looks around, make sure everything's good. It's crazy. So he's waiting.
Yeah.
And as he's waiting, he's in the kitchen area of the staff room where they prep food. And this is nighttime. This is like a 1 a.m.
So right? Nobody's there?
No one's there. It's just him.
Yeah.
So he's looking around. He pulls out his notebook to document, like, nothing's here. Everything is good. And he looks back and he sees this guy walking.
Yeah.
Just casually walking by. And he said something really stuck out with this guy because he was wearing a suit from like the 70s. Like, didn't look like a suit that was made today.
You know?
It was in like a vintage suit. So he looked back and then he was like, hey, like, you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And he walks and he goes into the other room. No one's there.
Bro.
No one's there. He says, swear to God, this is what he said happens. The very next day, he comes back to work. He doesn't, typically that it has so much ghosts and stories and stuff like that. He brushes it off, right?
Yeah.
He was walking and on the wall of this famous hotel, it shows it shows pictures of various owners that own the hotel. So the owner who owned it in like the 1980s or 1970s,
yeah,
he said, I'm not kidding. This spitting image of the guy I saw walking was the owner of the night in the 1980s.
What the fuck?
Same suit, same everything. He was just walking. And I'm like,
yo.
I'm like, that is.
That's some like The Shining shit.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. I'm like, that's crazy. What
the fuck? In the hotel.
In the hotel. And that's not even the worst part. He said,
yeah.
A week later.
Mm.
So he works with this other dude.
Yeah.
The other dude he works with is Aboriginal. And he's really into spiritual.
Manna. Oh, so he can feel. He can feel a presence. He can feel
aura. And he told my like the guy I know that works there. He says,
yeah,
this place is spiritually heavy. Like it's spiritually
rich. Oh, shit.
And he's like, okay, I'll keep that in mind. So here's the craziest thing, man. He told me. I couldn't believe this when he told me this.
Yeah.
He's like, he was working this one day and he heard talking. Like,
yeah.
He heard talking. And he was like, this is a night shift, right? So if I'm hearing that, I'm leaving. I'm not getting involved with this. This is not my area. This is not my set of skills. Right after this guy said this area is spiritually heavy, this is not my...
Spiritually heavy? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this isn't my level. I don't belong here, so I leave. But he hears like... He hears whispering.
Yeah.
And he walks into this room.
Mm-hmm.
And he... And based on this information the guy told him, he says he speaks out loud. Like yeah. He said, at times I thought I was going crazy. He's like, listen, I'm just a guard here. I don't want to have any problems. Just let me do my job and don't bother me and I wouldn't bother you.
Mm.
Right? So as he's leaving and he looks back just to do a final check, this is where, you know, those old apartment buildings in New York where there's those stairs outside?
Yeah, like, yeah, like emergency, emergency stairs. Yeah,
like emergency stairs. So this hotel has it in the back.
Yeah.
So he looks at the back and he saw something of a woman looking at him through the window.
What the
just fuck? Like an image standing still looking at him. He looks back for a second and he looks back like, you know, when you look at something and you see like something is not normal and your body tenses up.
Yeah.
He looks back. He said his body tensed up. He looked forward, didn't look back and just walked away.
Bruh.
And here's the worst part.
Yeah.
He was almost done his shift that day. he was done his shift that day. Right. And as he was getting ready to leave, he gets a text on his phone from the spiritual guy.
Yeah.
And the text says, you saw them, didn't you?
No! What the heck?
And then he was shook. He told me, I cannot tell you how shook or how bad I felt. I didn't feel normal that day when he sent me that text. You saw them, didn't they? He calls him and he says, what do you mean by that? Yeah. Like, what are you? I would be asking like, what do you mean by that? And he says, the owner's wife. You saw her, didn't you?
How did he know?
And I was like, he was like, how did you know that? And she's like, oh, she told me.
She told me she saw you doing your patrols. Bro.
And you told her to say all this stuff. I'm like, there's no way you're telling the truth. This guy said this is what happened. I'm like, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. He said right after that he quit. Like he couldn't do this anymore.
Yeah, he's
like,
done. Yeah, he got it
to the point where he heard talking.
Yeah,
and then he actually saw someone staring. Like he felt uncomfortable, bro. He just stopped working,
bro.
Crazy, huh?
That's crazy. That might be one of the craziest stories I heard.
I was baffled when he told me this. I'm like, you're joking, right? He's like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
this is what I saw. He says to this day, I cannot get the image of what I saw in that window out of my head. I always see it in a window.
Damn.
Like that, so I can't. It's like imprinted. You know when something's imprinted in your mind?
Yeah, and you can't like forget about it, bro.
He said, I cannot get the image of that woman's face out of my mind. I just can't.
Bro. And then so that was like the catalyst of him leaving. He's like, nah, fuck that. I'm never like, going there again.
Not doing that anymore. He moved and he started working where I'm working and he just dropped that story.
Damn.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. What the fuck? Yo, I hate it when it's those things that connect to other people because that's how you know it's real.
Yeah, honestly, like when pieces of puzzle start fitting up and you're like, this is such a solid story. Like I find it hard like not to believe, you know what I mean? Like it's such a sick story. Like it's crazy. It's just a crazy story.
It's so much that it just lines up and it's like unexplainable, bro. Like,
exactly. Like it's like I was shaking. Like, I'm like, there's no way this is real. Like,
dog, that actually gave me like goosebumps and shit. Like, I could see everything in my head.
Bro, when he said the face, he says, I still can't get the face out of that window. I can't get it out of my head. Like, I was like shaking. I'm like, just thinking about what that face could be. It was just an old woman staring at him.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I actually have another story about that.
If you have another story? Yeah, bro, this guy has all the stories, man.
Bare horror stories. Yeah. So this one, it was on a different hotel.
Yeah.
So there was a hotel. I can't remember the specific hotel, but a woman died in this hotel. And her head, someone's head got decapitated and was rolling down. I think it was in the newspapers. I can't remember where it was. But a woman basically died.
Yeah.
And someone's head got decapitated and it was rolling down the stairs. That's all I took from this news story.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple went into this hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I'm not sure if the story is real, but someone told me this story.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to this hotel and they were living in the hotel just for a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Staying there. And as he was going in, he didn't know about this story.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know. So as he's going into the hotel, goes up into his room. He's opening his room. It's a really short story. He opens up he's opening the room.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
room's not unlocking. It's not locking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to open it. It's not opening. He looks into the keyhole.
Yeah.
Of the room just to see like what is something blocking it, something, and all he sees is red.
Mm.
So he just saw red,
like just red.
Yeah, just red, like really like a light red.
Yeah,
just right with some bits of black, just like red.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, maybe something's blocking the This is crazy. He sees red, right? Red with a bit of black. I'm getting chills telling this story. So he looks at it and he's like, okay, let me go downstairs and check.
Mm-hmm.
He goes downstairs, and he says, I was at room so and so and so.
Yeah,
it's not opening. And then all the staff like were shit shook. They were like, did you try getting into that room? And then he's like, yeah, but it's not open. He's like, okay, don't go into that room again. And he's like, why? He's like, here's a new room. Take this room. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they told him the story how there was this crazy woman.
Yeah.
Who I think she killed her husband and like took someone's head off and threw it down the stairs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the biggest features to her was she had a white dress and really red eyes.
Oh shit. So she was looking out the Oh my god.
Yeah. That's it. The story ends from there. She has really red eyes.
Damn. You have some crazy stories, man. You have some crazy stories. Yeah. Shout out to John one time. Holy.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
See, I wanna be able to like go out into spooky places and then come out with my own stories too. That's why I'm trying to do more vlogs.
Yeah.
But would you be down to do the haunted vlogs with us? Because I know sometimes you're not about it.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes with these stories I'm hearing,
fam, yeah.
I don't want to be put in situations like that. I see a guy just run past us in the forest. What am I supposed to do? why am I here? What am I doing here?
Nah, because we had stories before of like us trying to go geocaching and shit, and then it takes us to like undisclosed locations,
next,
fam. Like
these next locations, fam.
Into the freaking the forest, and yeah. John's like, "Nah, I'm not going in.
They're going pitch black into a forest with like the biggest morale boost. I'm not doing that. What do you mean by that? Going in with just a flashlight? I'm not doing
that. This is a funny story. So we were doing geocaching. John was with us, and then it took us to this spot. It was literally in like the back roads. We haven't been here before, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll go. So we pull up, John pulls up, and it's like, it's taking us to the forest. Like straight
in. The darkest forest in the area.
And it was nighttime. I think it was like 10 o'clock.
It was pitch black. It was later than that. It was like close to midnight, fam.
Yeah.
It was bad.
So we walked in, right? So no, we asked John, like, John, you're coming? Like it was me, Charon, Gavin, I think Josh.
Denzel was there as well.
Denzel? Yeah, so it was a bunch of us.
It was the whole squad was there.
It was a bunch of us. So we're brave. We're brave right now.
Morale was at an all-time high. All-time high.
Wait, John wasn't about it. John wasn't about it. This guy's waiting in the car.
I'm waiting in the car.
So we walk in, right? And this is a story we told John. So we're walking towards the forest. We're looking at the geocache thing. Like, okay, shit. We got to go a little bit deeper. Yeah. Okay, we'll go a little bit deeper. Walking in. And then we're trying to look around because there's stories of people doing geocaching and they find like dead bodies. They find like murder weapons. They find like random shit randomly. You know what I mean?
Why? Like, why do you do it?
In nowhere. Like,
okay.
So we were walking and I'm trying to look like, fuck, do I see anything around there? Do I see anything? And then I see like a light, like a glow, like almost like a lighter.
Yeah.
It's like just glowing in the back. I'm like, what is that? So we book it, we run, right? We run. And then you see us running. Yo, John. And see John. Bro, John's in the... What? Yeah. This guy's panicked.
I was spooked. Bro, I was spooked. I was fully expecting some like next Bigfoot to be chasing them or stuff like that. The whip was ready. Bro. The whip was hot. And I just spun out.
Drive. And this guy's like, let's go.
I spun out on that street. Yeah,
bro. But... that whole story was fake. We didn't see nothing. We just wanted to scare you. We didn't see shit. Oh, man. But we just wanted to scare you. That was a good scare.
You put me on my toes there. Because when I saw you guys running out of the forest.
Because it was all of us. It was like a bunch of us, too.
Everyone was running out. I thought, like, honestly, I didn't know who everyone was there. Anyone could have been, like, someone we didn't know. Like, it was some weird
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll run more. We'll run more on the vlog. Because, fam, I have so many other vlogs I got to post. Yeah. And so many other ideas I want to do. But it's just a matter of doing it with everybody. You know what I mean?
Because
I feel like when you have everybody together, you get the reactions. It's the like
chemistry
perfect.
Is high. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be the right chemistry, you know?
Of course.
That's why I need you there next time.
Of course. I'll be there, fam. I'll be
Bet?
There. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for watching this episode of Jumper Jump Podcast. Shout out to John. This is his first time on the podcast. You might have seen him on the Discord. So if you haven't joined the Discord already, join that. Link in bio.
Yes, sir.
Follow us on Instagram. Links in bio. And yeah, Jumper Jump out.
Later.
Good episode, bro.
I was sick, yeah.